Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story this morning, authorities are now saying the man shot and killed outside a popular Hollywood restaurant hours ago was another in a series of so-called follow-home robberies. It happened outside the Bossa Nova on Sunset Boulevard. Police say the victim tried to intervene as his companion was being robbed when he was shot and killed. L.A. Police Chief Michael Moore says there have been more than 100 of these follow-home incidents this year.
These continued crimes give us great concern that this is not the acts of just solely a few, but rather is a bit of a trend or pattern that others are copycatting or replicating. To that end, the department, my direction, we are forming a robbery homicide follow-home robbery task force.
The task force will include robbery homicide detectives and resources from LAPD's Gang Narcotics Division. Chief Moore says disciplinary proceedings are pending against five sworn department employees and one civilian worker for violating the department's COVID-19 vaccination mandate. He says all of them have been recommended for termination. The city requires full vaccination by December 18th. Employees who haven't complied yet are required to sign notices saying they will agree to get vaccinated or file for an exemption and submit to mandated testing in the meantime. Detectives are trying to track down a group of thieves who smashed a big window at the Nordstrom department store last night. This was at the Grove. Three people have been arrested, but more suspects are out there.
Thieves smashed through a big window in the back, allowing them access into the store. They allegedly sped off with merchandise, including men's clothing, leaving behind a sledgehammer and some gloves. Officer Drake Madison is with LAPD. He says police who raced to the scene chased one of the getaway cars.
That pursuit ended up in South Los Angeles, followed by a foot pursuit, and a perimeter was set up.
We understand as many as 20 people were involved in the break-in. Police arrested three of them. Meantime, one of the members of the crew boarding up the broken store window told me the job can be kind of dangerous for his crew members and that this kind of thing is pretty common now.
Are you kind of shocked personally?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sometimes it's a little bit scary to do the work.
He says they've been boarding up store windows all over the state and in some cases to try to keep the glass from getting broken in the first place. At the Grove, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
If it works as planned, LAPD officers will soon be responding to far fewer incidents involving LA's homeless.
LAPD 911 dispatchers will go through special training to decide if a call that they're receiving that involves somebody who's homeless requires the LAPD to respond or LA's new so-called CIRCLE team.
CIRCLE stands for Crisis and Incident Response through Community-Led Engagement.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, so we'll have two teams of three, a 24/7 alert. So we have training folks at 911 call center that know how to divert those calls.
LA's Deputy Mayor of Homeless Interventions, Che Ramirez.
And so rather than have LAPD respond, we would have the CIRCLE teams notified and they would respond.
This pilot program runs through June of next year in downtown LA. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
OC supervisors have adopted a new district map, which leaves the county's newest supervisor at risk of losing her seat. Democrat Katrina Foley was elected in a special election earlier this year, but in the new map, it has her representing an entirely different district than the one that put her in office.
I feel, I'll just say it, iced out with these maps. It is unfortunate that while I would love to serve the communities that District 2 will become, and I think I'll do a great job, that's not who elected me.
Foley lives in Costa Mesa, which is not the new area she'll represent. The second district will become Orange County's first Latino-majority district. Black Friday and Cyber Monday draw a lot of attention this time of year, but small business owners say don't forget a trip down Main Street.
It's hoped that shopping local on what's commonly known as Small Business Saturday will provide a much-needed boost for the local economy.
Shop small. Think big, but shop small.
John Kabatek is state director of the National Federation of Independent Businesses.
A lot of small businesses are using great ways to get people both to come through the doors as customers and also people to work there. But the most important thing about a small business is that they give you that time, that attention, that love. And I think now more than ever, it's time for all of us to show that love back.
Kabatek says for obvious reasons, the past 2 years have been absolutely brutal for small businesses. Chris Seidens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Governor Newsom is starting his Thanksgiving vacation a little early. He is now in Mexico to spend the holiday with his family. The governor's office says Newsom will return to California on Sunday.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.